welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Sponsorship of this program was provided by...
No doubt you've been hearing a lot about essential oils and may even be using some in your home, but if you don't truly know how oils are graded and marketed and which ones may be for aromatic or topical use only, you may be doing yourself a disservice. There's a lot more to know about essential oils, such as their level of purity, their grade, proper growing, harvesting, and distillation processes, as well as how to properly use them. I'm ready to help you learn all of this and more. You too can have access to the absolute best essential oils on the planet. Go to wildist.com/Tara Halenza. That's wildist.com/Tara, Halenza.
Each year, Americans observe National Hispanic Heritage Month by celebrating the histories, cultures, and contributions of American citizens whose ancestors came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. This observation started in 1968 as Hispanic Heritage Week under President Lyndon Johnson. It was expanded by President Ronald Reagan in 1988 to cover a 30-day period, starting on September 15th and ending on October 15th. It was enacted into law on August 17, 1988, on the approval of Public Law 100-40. Now, many Hispanic Americans trace their roots to the cultures of the indigenous people of the Americans, from Mexico to South America, Central America, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and other places. Some actually trace their roots to the Spanish explorers, who in the 1400s set out to find an easier and less costly way to trade with the Indies. Other Latinos trace their roots to the Africans, who were brought as slaves to the New World. For the purpose of the U.S. Census, Hispanic Americans today are identified according to the parts of the world that they or their ancestors came from. Information for this program came from various sources, including internet research, HispanicHeritageMonth.org, .gov, and locally from Valley Publishing. I'm Adam, and we're actually in studio with a voice that many of you may recognize, Jerry Salazar. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. And I'd like to say buenos días a serte, mis amigos, la señora Marta, y a ti, compadre Adam. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are here, actually, to talk about Hispanic Heritage Month. That is ongoing. It starts September 15th, and it runs through October 15th. And we wanted to spend some time talking about what all this means.
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues that Spanish Americans have is how to use the words Hispanic and Latino. Well, the term Hispanic means that you are from a Spanish-speaking family, your heritage is from Europe or some southern countries. Mm-hmm. The term Latino are people that refer to their ancestry as folks that come from Latin America and also from the island of Cuba. And this is a great time for Hispanics to do their little fiestas at their home, in their kitchens especially, and among their many amigos. So
there's a lot going on this month. September 15th, of course, is significant. It's the anniversary of independence for Latin American countries such as Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. In addition, Mexico and Chile are celebrating their independence days on the 16th and 18th, respectively. Also, Columbus Day, and is it Dia de la Raza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that right. It's October 12th.
You didn't roll your R, though.
Well, you say it for me then.
El Día para las Razas.
There you go. Thank you. That's October 12th, which of course falls in that 30-day period too. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of reason to celebrate.
Another big celebration for Latinos or Hispanics is Columbus Day. Columbus landed in Cuba. Unfortunately, he brought slaves back from there and introduced them to the United States, both African and Spanish-speaking Hispanics or Latinos that came back to the United States and made settlements. One of the big things that a lot of people don't know, a great piece of information, is that the Spanish conquistadors made their way into the San Luis Valley and in the early 1700s, and they made a settlement just south of Alamosa, and that settlement is available for anybody to go get a look at. It's over 300 years old, but it's still standing.
Is that down where the oldest church in the state is, too?
Well, just about. A little further south is the oldest church in Colorado. It's amazing to look at.
Jerry, did you know that there are some 40 million U.S. residents 5 years and older who spoke Spanish in their homes in 2015?
Well, that's a great debate, too, about the decreasing of the population speaking Spanish in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It is found that there should be a second language in the home because it increases the positivity of thinking that you do know two languages. It's very important that this continue in the Hispanic homes and Latino homes is the continuing of speaking Spanish and getting a response.
And as far as our military is concerned, astounding numbers, 1.2 million, the number of Hispanics or Latinos, 18 or over, who are veterans of the armed forces.
There are over 6,000 Hispanic veterans, of some from Korea, but mostly from Vietnam. Over 6,000 veterans in the San Luis Valley that participated in that project in Southeast Asia. Some people called it a war. Some people called it a police action. The troops called it a project. Some of the historically famous people, Carla Camilla, Cabello Estrada, is a Cuban-American singer and songwriter, and she's from the San Luis Valley. Also, Sonia Maria Sotomayor, which is a justice on the Supreme Court. Luis Walter Alvarez was an American physicist and inventor who was awarded the Nobel Prize in physics. Here among the San Luis Valley, we too have several heroes that have increased the motivation of young people, hopefully, to get out and be heard. One of them is Margarita Salazar from Antonito, who is the mayor of Antonito. Also, Donald Valdez, who is a state representative from the San Luis Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Carlos Lucero, Dr. Joe Vigil, who needs no introduction. Also, a judge from Alamosa, Martin Gonzalez. I've heard a lot of you moan. you've been in his court. Also, Judge Tony Salazar. He's the brother of Ken Salazar, who was on the Clinton administration. He was the Secretary of the Interior, and now he's a very outspoken representative of the Department of the Interior, as well as legal aspects of Hispanics gaining more notoriety in the San Luis Valley.
Well, there's a lot of Hispanics that have done just great things. I mean, there's been a woman astronaut, as you mentioned, a Nobel Prize winner, famous baseball players, U.S. senators.
Yeah, these folks didn't just happen to them. They worked hard, and parents at that time were very interested and supervisory of the education in the San Luis Valley, and they were very instrumental heads of families to getting the concept of allowing any Hispanic that graduates from high school in the San Luis Valley can attend Adams State College without any review of their records or anything.
Being of Hispanic origin, what was it like for you growing up?
Well, it was very interesting. I grew up in a military family,
mm-hmm.
and so I was a military kid. And we traveled from Beirut to Zaragoza, they say, España, and lived in Germany, Italy, England, Paris, Athens, Greece, all over the world, plus I think 47 states in the United States. I was 19 years old before I graduated from high school. It was interesting when sports happened here to us in Monta Vista. There were two Hispanics on the football team, and my brothers and I performed well enough to be on the varsity. Almost automatically, there were dozens of Hispanic trying to try out for the football team, mm-hmm. as well as the debate team, and I like to think that we were instrumental in doing that. Now, growing up, my parents both spoke Spanish to each other, and in order for us to understand what they were planning, we had to understand the Spanish language as well as speak it. So over the years, the Hispanic language has left me except in small conversations. I do understand everything in Spanish, but my vocabulary is not up to par. But I don't apologize for that.
In English or Spanish.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to cover on this? This is a very special month, Hispanic
Heritage
Month.
Yes, it is. And, you know, one of the fine things about Hispanics and Latinos is food. And you know as well as I do what that means. It always means a fiesta in your mouth when your parents or your grandparents make a super Spanish meal for you, whether it's enchiladas, tacos, frijolitos, vino tinto. And also I want to make mention of health problems and issues. The number one is diabetes. You should have your children check for diabetes at an early age because it is transmitted by genes. And if your child is diabetic, it's good to know that treatment will be available for them before it gets out of hand. When I was diagnosed, I was 21 years old, and it was because I had a damaged pancreas from issues in Vietnam. I had diabetes for 35 years, and it went untreated. And finally, it was discovered, and my blood sugar was in the 400s. But with critical care and insulin programs, it's become manageable and come down to around 118. So it's very important for Hispanic families and for Hispanic adults to get that thing checked, because you can get very, very sick. You can lose limbs, and you can become obsessed with different kinds of sweets. You need to control that. If you are eating a lot of sweets, that's a diabetes issue. I just wanted in conclusion to wish you and in Spanish, buen salud y que bendiga Dios a ustedes, not only here, but on those that are hearing us right now.
All right, well, Jerry, appreciate you coming by and sharing all this with us. Thank you.
Oh, I wish you very well. And even though the Valley Courier stole it, I love you, San Luis Valley.
There's a wealth of information available out there regarding Hispanic Heritage Month. Such websites include HispanicHeritageMonth.gov, the National Archives and Records Administration, National Endowment for the Humanities, National Park Service, and the Smithsonian Institution.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided by...
No doubt you've been hearing a lot about essential oils and may even be using some in your home, but if you don't truly know how oils are graded and marketed and which ones may be for aromatic or topical use only, you may be doing yourself a disservice. There's a lot more to know about essential oils, such as their level of purity, their grade, proper growing, harvesting, and distillation processes, as well as how to properly use them. I'm ready to help you learn all of this and more. You too can have access to the absolute best essential oils on the planet. Go to wildist.com/Tara Halenza. That's wildist.com/Tara, HALENZA.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.